This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. Pittsburgh has closed a homeless encampment due to a lot of criminal activity. Meanwhile, Philly ICE agents will start wearing body cameras. Seafood and bourbon got stolen from a tractor trailer. Finally, when it comes to St. Patrick's Day, Pennsylvanians go hard. I'm Claudia DeMiro, and you're listening to Today in PA. Pittsburgh officially closed the homeless encampment at Fort Pitt Boulevard and Grant Street on Wednesday, reports Pittsburgh's Action News 4. The camp had been under surveillance by cops for about 2 weeks, during which officers witnessed several drug deliveries and use. After executing a search warrant on Tuesday, cops found an illegal firearm, heroin, bills, and a scale, and made several arrests. In the words of Assistant City Public Safety Director Camilla Alarcon, quote, "It's very dangerous and there was a lot of criminal activity occurring in the camp, victimization of the unhoused population, particularly sexual assaults of women. Protesters and activists showed up during the closure in order to take a stand against it." Says one of them, quote, "I mean, if that is taking place, then why not, like, help deal with that instead of uprooting people again?" Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents in five cities will now have to start wearing body cameras, reports NBC 10. Philadelphia is one of the five. This move is born of changes rolled out by President Joe Biden in 2022, changes that require federal law enforcement officers that are out in public to wear cameras for transparency purposes and to increase trust. The goal is to eventually expand the wearing of these cameras nationwide, but more funding needs to come from Congress first. Cargo thefts are on the rise in Philadelphia, states 6ABC. The latest of these thefts occurred yesterday morning as the driver of a tractor-trailer was asleep. The thieves took seafood and bourbon, sounds like a Mardi Gras, and they were chased by cops for a bit, although they got away. They're still at large as of the recording of this episode. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, rejoices Penn Live. And when it comes to celebrating, Pennsylvanians go hard. A study from Test Casinos took a look at many St. Patrick's Day traditions, one of them being drinking. And after surveying 2,000 people across the country, the study found Pennsylvanians tied with Georgia in fourth when it came to states that drink the most on the day. First was a three-way tie between Oklahoma, Kansas, and Alabama. Salancha. Happy Friday, you guys, and beware the Ides of March. Ooh. To stay up to date over the weekend, visit PennLive.com. And please don't forget to rate this podcast and to share it with someone you think would like it too. Thanks ahead of time, and as always, thanks for sticking with us. I'm Claudia DeMiro. Have a fabulous St. Patrick's Day, and I'll see you Monday to start the week off with some Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.